producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Well, I really don't get it. Okay. I mean, I've been married how many years? I would never cheat on my husband. Yeah, you know, you see these movies and you see Michael Fassbender or Viggo Mortensen or Channing Tatum and you're like, gosh, you know, it would be nice to not so much be with them, but I would want to be in a movie as their romantic interest. You see, that would more be my fantasy. I don't need to, you know, have them, I don't know, take me to a movie and a burger. I'm not really interested in that, but I love the idea of Aragorn taking me on a horse off to Rivendell, and then we get to live in a castle, live happily ever after. Okay, or I star in the movie doing that. So, but I guess Ashley Madison, that website, is a pretty popular website. And it's a controversial dating website that I guess allows people to cheat on their spouse or their loved one fairly easily, I guess. I don't know much about it, okay? Well, unfortunately, Ashley Madison's website got hacked a while back. And there was a leak of 32 million user identities. And I don't really know what the fallout has been from that because I haven't been following whose name got leaked. But then you also wonder, let's say somebody wanted to really get me. You know, man, you know what? I'm so sick of Dr. Dahlia being on the radio. I want my buddy to be on the radio and, you know, get her time slot. So why don't I go onto this website and instead of using my name, Bob Smith, I'm going to say I'm Dahlia Wax. And so that's the other thing, too. I mean, they could use your full name and then people are like, oh, look, Dahlia Wax is on that website. You're like, wait, no, that wasn't me. So maybe that's the other thing, too. I mean, how, you know, a lot of us, when we use fake names, we'll use our friends' names. You know, like my mom will be yelling me about something. And I go, well, I heard this. And she's like, who told you that? And even though I made it up, I'll just, you know, I'll turn my friend in and say, yeah, you know, Robert said that. Robert, I am going to call his mother. And I'm like, oh, no. And then Robert's like, what did you tell your mother? And I'm like, sorry. Anyway. Okay, so what is the controversial website Ashley Madison now doing? They have a new security feature that lets users hide their identities. That's what we want to do. We want to make it easy for people to sin, I guess. I don't ask. And what you could do is put a mask on your profile picture. They say we respect your need for discretion, so we've added some tools to keep your identity a secret. The company wrote in an announcement to its users allowing this new mask feature. It looks ridiculous, okay? Users can choose between a brown mask, a black mask, or a black bar, or they could blur their profile picture to various degrees. Not sure if people want that, you know. I guess some people on Twitter, I guess, are already mocking it. They say the new mask option on Ashley Madison is an improvement on their first idea to add a fancy mustache and monocle. No, honey, that's not me. That man is wearing a mask. Okay, so here's the thing, people, okay? I like to look at the psychology behind things because, unfortunately, cheating is very common, a little too common for my taste. And we're unfortunately, you know, in a world right now where I guess it's revered. You see it in movies, you see it in TV where, you know, it's a goal to find your true love. and to, I guess, you know, you see these movies or these shows where they're with the wrong person, and their true love that they missed out on back in high school is, you know, across town or across the world, and they meet up and they realize that that's who they're supposed to be with, and everybody's clapping at the end and everybody's happy, and you're like, wait a second, what happened to the wife that got cheated on or the husband that got cheated on? I mean, James Bond. Okay, I love James Bond, all right, but what does he do? I mean, does he have one single girlfriend? No, at the end, it looks like he is going to be with that girlfriend for life, right? Because they're up on a mountainside, or they're in a submarine, or they're doing something, okay? And you're like, all right, well, they're going to have sex, so they're going to get married, and they're going to whatever. No, it doesn't work. In the next movie, he has another babe. So we live in a society right now where it is encouraged and applauded to have multiple partners and to fall in love and have all that excitement. And people miss that. Remember I told you I had a listener who was really getting tired of her husband? Sounds like she was going through the change, and she says she's afraid she's gonna, you know, leave her husband. And, you know, I'm like, but look, you know, you're not gonna get the guy in the movies like we all fantasize about, okay? You got a man who's good to you, who's been with you for 30 years, and you're gonna leave him because you think there's something out there better? Alright? You know, think twice. Now, it's one thing, okay, you guys aren't in love with each other anymore, you hate each other, you hurt each other. Okay, that's a very destructive relationship, it's destructive to others, you guys need to find a way to part. But, you know, if you two love each other, it's just, it's not as exciting anymore, and he's not as cute, or she's not as skinny and pretty anymore. Okay, let me tell you, it is so much more worth it having somebody that's going to be with you in sickness and in health till death do you part. Nobody wants to get married anymore. They want to just live for the moment and have fun. Well, You know, we're losing traditional values left and right, and it's frustrating the heck out of me. I don't know how to explain it. And, you know, the younger generation, they're in trouble. You know how we talked about they don't know what type of a job or what type of a career. And everyone's teaching them, look, the good old days of you picking one career and being in that, you know, for 30, 40 years, 50 years till you retire is gone. You're going to be doing multiple things in life. Well, it's only a matter of time when that idea then translates to relationships. You don't pick one person to spend the rest of your life with because you're going to love different things. And that gets scary. And so, and no wonder there's sites like Ashley Madison out there. There's a market for it. But it's a shame. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. return. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, we got a little pets, got a little kitty cats, and we got a little puppy dogs, and we love them to death. We love them so much that we don't have any problem whatsoever putting our mouths on their little baby ears, on their little baby mouths. I kiss my cats right there on the little mouth with their little nose and their cold little wet nose. Oh my gosh. We love our animals. All right. Well then think about it. Okay. If you unfortunately see your cat or dog, okay, fall into a pool, come out, and they can't breathe, are you going to put your mouth on them, or are you going to perform CPR? Do you know how to perform CPR? Well, that's not going to happen because the cat doesn't like the pool. I don't know. I've seen my cats do stupid things where they chase after a little toy that falls into the, and then they want to, you know, as I've seen, I wake up first thing in the morning, I'm cold, I go right into the shower, and I close the shower door, and I like it hot, and I stand over the drain, and I have no idea that the cat is sitting there behind me starting to drown. So I don't know why they go into the shower. I think what they like is the shower has the cool tile on the bottom, and some of them get overheated because they're very hairy and furry, and then they sit there, you know. Or the dog, you know, our dog is getting older. He's getting up there in years. So, all right, there's a video that outlines a situation where a dog collapses and has no breathing and a pulse. And so in the video, you see the, I believe he's a veterinarian, show how to, revive an animal. Dr. David Babington, a veterinarian with the Pet Professionals, teaches a technique in a video posted on YouTube. And I've taught you guys CPR. I haven't made a video, of course, but I think it's extremely important. Anyway, when it comes to what to do, okay, it's very, very similar what you do with humans. You want to check for signs of breathing. You want to see if the chest is rising or falling. I mean, my dog breathes really noisy. So, I don't just go, all right, well, I don't hear any sound. So, you know, watch the stomach. You could, if you have some glasses nearby, put it up against the mouth. If they fog up, then you know that there's, you know, some sort of breathing, okay? I would be very, very careful putting your face right up to them because as they wake up, if they're unconscious, they could scratch you or bite you. The pulse can be taken from an artery in the neck where, you know, we do with people. But with the, when it comes to a dog, we really recommend femoral pulse, and that's kind of by the leg. They have a very, very distinct femoral pulse, okay? They call it the cylindrical femoral artery, and that's one of the best places to feel a pulse. Then they talk about checking for signs of heartbeat and, you know, CPR, switching between chest compressions and then making a seal around the dog's closed mouth with your hands and breathing. When it comes to a dog, you breathe into the dog's nose. You do not put your mouth all over the mouth because when he wakes up, he could bite your face off. So you want to hold the mouth closed and breathe into the nose, okay? Because there's also safety issues. And then there's compressions. You overlay your hands on top of one another, lock your fingers like you do with a human, and compress the chest with the palm of your hand. Depending on how big the dog is, if it's a little toy dog breed, the compressions are going to probably be a little faster, but a little less deep. A bigger dog, a little slower. You with dogs, it's one breath for five compressions, but we'll talk about the breath issue in a second because some are just suggesting you do the same thing with the dog as you do with the humans, where just do the chest only CPR. So, let's kind of review, okay? Here we go. We got little kitty cats. The kitty cats are tough. Kitty cats have 9 lives. So what I would do is I would just sit next to the cat and wait for him to come to and wait for the next live. Problem is I have no idea with my 3 cats how many lives of which they've already gone through. I really don't know. One I'm really suspecting is 8.5 right now, you know, on his 8.5. And then the other one, she just doesn't really move from the food dish. So my guess is she still has 9 lives. So anyway, according to the Washington.edu, they say, all right, first you want to remove any obstruction. So maybe the dog choked on something. Okay. If you see an object blocking the air passage, move it. Okay. If you think you're going to make it worse, okay, you should be calling, you know, authorities, okay, animal control, or you could call emergency services and they'll get you in touch with that, because again, I mean, it's an animal. You're going to want to do exactly what you do with the human. But if you think you going in there is going to push it in there deeper, don't touch it. But if it's something you could remove, remove it. Then they say extend the head and give several artificial respirations. For large dogs, close the animal's jaw tightly, breathe into the nose, and you should see the animal's chest rise. Give 2 breaths. For small dogs and cats, cover the nose and mouth with your mouth when you breathe. Oh, my God, so Shaky Boo is going to be so grumpy. And then the animal's chest should rise, giving two breaths. Again, be very careful. If you think as they come out they're going to bite you, then just put, you know, in the nose. But, you know, these noses on these cats and some of these small dogs, like especially with a pug, they're it's not like a dog that has a nice snout, so you have a nice good thing to provide a seal on. You know, a little pug or Maltese, it's a little harder. I know there's boogers. I know. Next, perform chest compression. Look, a lot of us have tasted our dogs and cats boogers. We didn't mean to. It's just, you know, they lick their nose and then they lick you and you got the booger from their nose on you. I mean, you know, it's, you'll live. All right? You'll live. Now, the chest compression. For large dogs, they say position the dogs on their back and compress the chest just like humans. My dog does that. My dog lies on his back all the time, and then he sits there with his legs kind of out there and wide, and everybody could see his business. So for my dog, that's easy. But the cats, you know, one of the cats is very, very private, you know, and won't even let you go near the tummy. So that's a little harder. And then, you know, think about it. If the cat is alive and well and conscious and fighting you, don't be giving the cat chest compressions. I mean, the cat's fine. All right, so anyway, okay, so for small dogs and cats, as well as large dogs with funnel-type chests, you need to lie the animal on their side, and then you want to compress the side of the rib cage. You can position the animal on its back and then press on both sides of the rib cage. So what's the rate of chest compressions? A dog over 60 pounds, 60 compressions a minute. If the dog's about 11 to 60 pounds, 80 to 100 compressions per minute. And if the animal's just a little 10 pounds or less, little babies, then you need to do about 120 compressions per minute. Now you need to alternate. According to this site here from Washington.edu, the Department of Washington, the ratio of compressions to breath should be approximately the same as for humans, 30 to 2. Continue doing this until the animal responds or begins to breathe on their own. Many of you panic. You're like, well, you know what? I don't want to put my mouth on there. I hesitated. What do I do? When in doubt, just go back to the chest compressions. Do not mess with it. Just go back and do the chest compressions. Now, one breath every 5 compressions can also help. But again, if you're going to be, you know, one site says 30 to 2, the other says 1 to 5. I would strongly suggest, you know, when in doubt, keep compressing because there's oxygen that the baby has, little baby, dog, kitty, cat, even if they're older, and you're being able to push that oxygen through is extremely important. The amount of oxygen you're giving when you exhale into their face, it's some oxygen and it counts and it's worth something. But again, don't let that prohibit the chest compressions, okay? We talk about with humans, when you're trying to figure out how to do the chest compressions, okay? You know, if you're trying to do 100 beats a minute, the best song is Staying Alive. Staying alive, staying alive, staying alive. That's your thing. Okay, when you're singing it, okay, don't stop the chest compressions. You know, then your hands are up. Just put the hands back on the body. Another one is, another one bites dust. Boom, 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 boom. Another one bites dust. Another one bites, and another one bites, another one bites dust. Okay, that's a good one to do. Don't do it in front of a human with their loved one standing by because they'll get really insulted. But that type of beat is what you do. Do the Staying Alive. Okay, you know, but don't oversing. And like I said, hands back down. None of the John Travolta moves. No hip thrust. You're just using your hands. And I know. I just saw Grease too. I just saw the Grease again. I know. And I'm, you know, he really knows how to dance and move and sing. But we're just kind of doing the Bee Gees style, where they're just kind of singing it and snapping their fingers and just rocking to the music. Okay, that kind of song when you do chest compressions. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, really quickly here, a booster vaccine for whooping cough that the middle school age children have been using, you know, because they've been told, look, whatever they're on is not, whatever they've received from a vaccine standpoint is not good enough. Now we're being told that the booster shot vaccine isn't really providing long-lasting protection either. It's called the Tdap. The Tdap booster is supposed to protect against pertussis, which causes whooping cough, tetanus, and diphtheria. The study found that it protected about 69% of adolescents against whooping cough in the first year after vaccination, but protection dropped to 57% of adolescents in the second year, then 25%, and then 9% in the third and fourth year after vaccination. Researchers looked at diagnosed pertussis infections in about 280,000 children from 2009, when the children were 10 years old, until 2015. Nearly everyone received Tdap by the time they were 11 or 12 because California had mandated the booster for 7th graders. Remember, they did that back in 2011. It provides moderate protection during the first year, but years 2 and 3 after vaccination, not much protection left, they said. And this study was published in the journal Pediatrics. Researchers hope that Tdap vaccine would fare better than the 5 doses of the DTaP, which kids have to get between 2 months and 4 to 6 years of age. You usually get it 2, 4, 6, then a year, and then they get it when they're 4 or 5 years old. So they get those 5 shots, and then at 11, 12, from the DTaP, they get the Tdap. And then that's what we give to adolescents. So, all right, so what? We now need 6, 7 shots? So they want to now rethink their vaccine strategy. You know, and this pertussis, I've seen pertussis that gets bad. We had a kid that was not vaccinated. The mother was homeopathic, and I respect that. I do. But I remember in training, the child was very, very sickly. And this pertussis consumed them, and they were just coughing. They were exhausted. They were, and it was, it was rough. And, you know, you don't see a lot of serious cases of pertussis. Why? Because we vaccinate. But it's not an easy illness to have. And, you know, this, you know, when I first heard that, you know, the whooping cough was making a comeback and they need a booster, the first thing I didn't think of is, well, you just got to give a 6th or 7th or 8th vaccine. My thinking was it changed. It's resistant. So we need to come up with a better vaccine. And I mean, you got 2, 4, 6 a year, then at 4, 5 years, and it's still not good enough. Then you have to do another one in middle school, and that's still not good enough. Maybe the problem is we need to come up with a better vaccine that's more longer lasting. I mean, here's the thing, okay? You know, the controversy with the vaccines is not going to go away. And we doctors, the majority of us, are pro-vaccine. But, I mean, I have to admit, all right, you know, parents coming to you going, look, all right, you guys have stuck my child now maybe 12 times total, okay? You know, between the various shots and all the different vaccines you've given them. And you want me to do more? You know, when you're looking at the hepatitis and you're looking at the Gardasil and you're looking at the polio and you're looking at the varicella and the tetanus and the Hib, and then at 18 they need a meningitis. Look, I'm pro-vaccines. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, maybe we do need to figure out how to do this a better way. Because, it's ridiculous that, and then we got the flu shot. Okay? And, you know, to give a flu shot every year, it's a lot. And, you know, when you have a parent that's like, okay, wait a second here, what about natural immunity? You can't argue with the fact that some of you with natural immunity are the best protected out there for certain things. When a bunch of older people were not getting swine flu, and that was vicious, and we come to find out that many older people back in the 1950s were exposed to the same strain, hence they're immune, you were like, wow, man, I mean, you know, how do you capture that in a bottle? How do you make a pharmaceutical out of that? We don't know how to put nature in a bottle. We don't. We try, but you can't. And then you also wonder, and again, let me preface, I'm pro-vaccine, okay? But you know, being devil's advocate, we need to look at what's happening on the other side. The idea that once you mess with nature, it starts to bite you in the butt, I wonder if that could be happening eventually with vaccines. You vaccinate a kid 5, 6 times against pertussis, and they're still not protected. maybe we need to figure out a way how to allow people to have natural immunity. And that's very risky. You know, we're going to be talking about later this month how chickenpox is dangerous. And I know a lot of parents are like, look, my kid got chickenpox. That's the best way to get them vaccinated. Not always. Chickenpox can be dangerous. Nothing to mess with. And if the kid doesn't get vaccinated and they get chickenpox when they're older, the chickenpox virus usually affects them worse. Not to mention then we later have the issue of shingles. So I'm not sure what the best way to proceed is, but I would probably vote for trying to figure out how to do things more naturally. I mean, it just blew my mind seeing older people not get swine flu like the younger people did. My mom, for instance, didn't touch her. We're all sick and writhing in bed with high fevers and thinking death was coming upon us. She's like, what do you guys need? You need some soup? And I'm like, dang, whatever happened to you in the 1950s, give me some of that. Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of Elvis, you know, a lot of boogie-woogie. We boogie-woogied a lot. You know, we had the rocket pneumonia and the boogie-woogie flu. Yeah, Mom, we know. I put that song as my bumper on my show. You have a radio show? Yeah, Mom, I do. How come you didn't tell me about it? You don't tell me anything. You don't talk to me anymore. Anyways, that's how the conversation went. So, it's going to be interesting to see because I don't know if we're going to just keep adding and adding more vaccines. And then we're trying to look a little deeper into what the heck happened with this meningitis case. We have two college kids with meningitis. Were they vaccinated? No one's telling us. If they were unvaccinated, we'd know. But have we been told if they were vaccinated? The next question is the vaccine good enough? And going back to messing with nature, we are still waiting for an answer as to what the link could have been with the Zika virus and a bunch of GMO mosquitoes being sent out in a very similar area a few years back to fight mosquito-borne diseases. And then all of a sudden now we have the Zika catastrophe on us. Now, I'm not saying again, I'm not blaming the GMO mosquitoes, but if the more we mess with nature, the worse it comes back to bite us, what are we supposed to do? Now, remember, I mean, I'm a scientist. Even though I'm a doctor, you know, when you're a doctor, you're a scientist. I could not be told to not progress scientifically. If somebody said, well, then, Dahlia, just hold off researching vaccines, research this, hold off that because you're going to do more harm than good, you can't do that. You can't tell somebody in science to stop trying to move forward to save lives. But maybe we need to just take a step back and strategize and see if we are going to screw something up. I mean, I'd really like somebody to come out and tell us what they think the link was with this whole Zika thing. Because if it was our fault where we started messing with nature, and already people are saying, no, it has nothing to do with it. Well, why doesn't it have anything to do with it? It's the same area, and this Zika virus has been around for a long time. Why now is it causing a pandemic? What the heck is going on? Can somebody please tell us? And again, unfortunately, we go to the news, and we go to the media, and we hope to find out from the news and the media what's going on. And a lot of times we don't get that. 1-877-DR-DELLY, don't go away.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. This was interesting. All right. Of course, this, headline caught my eye. Could antacids halt cancer in its tracks? You know how many of us pop Tums and Rolaids and calcium carbonate for, and I'm sure many of us are going to be doing it after Super Bowl, right? Well, they say calcium carbonate could stop tumor spread. Why? Because of affecting the pH, going from acidic to alkaline. They say the main ingredient in antacids could stem the spread of cancerous tumors. Nanoparticles of the calcium carbonate halted the growth of tumors when scientists looked at it at Washington University in St. Louis. They altered the pH of the diseased cells, making them less acidic and more alkaline. Lead author Dr. Avik Sam said cancer kills because of metastasis, and the pH of the tumor has been heavily correlated with metastasis. For a cancer cell to get out of the extracellular matrix or the cells around it, one of the methods it uses is a decreased pH, which causes acid, which is acidic is a smaller pH. So the cancer cells work to make surrounding cells more acidic, and then it could invade them and spread. God damn it, cancer is smart. It is shrewd. The scientists used two methods to create nanoparticles from calcium carbonate. In doing so, they said they set out to discover new ways of raising the pH of the tumor and do so only in the tumor environment. The water, the pH in calcium carbonate increases as high as 9. 9 is obviously more basic, but when injected into the body, the team found that the calcium carbonate increases the pH to 7.4, and 7.4 is kind of the normal pH of the body. But the researchers discovered that working with the calcium carbonate did present a lot of challenges. It doesn't like to be small. The crystals usually are bigger than an ideal nanoparticle for cancer therapy. Calcium carbonate is kind of a big, and it likes to cluster and clump. On top of that, calcium carbonate in water will constantly grow like stalactites and stalagmites in a cave. So Dr. Sam and his team joined forces with colleagues at the University School of Engineering and Applied Science to create two unique solutions. The end result was a solvent made of albumin, which is a protein, to keep the calcium carbonate nanoparticles from growing, allowing them to be injected into the body through the IV. And nanoparticles have been made with gold and silver, but neither are present in the human body. You got to be careful of stuff accumulating. Calcium and carbonate, which you already see calcium in the body and carbonate in the body, not toxic. The body can handle it. Although we do have to talk about, unfortunately, too much, and we'll talk about that later. So when calcium carbonate dissolves, the carbonate turns into carbon dioxide. It's released to the lungs, and then the calcium gets incorporated into the bones. Or it'll be excreted out through the kidneys. So they injected the calcium carbonate nanoparticles into the mouse fibrosarcoma, which is a very vicious form of cancer. And then they put the nanoparticles and it stopped the tumor from growing. When they stopped injecting the calcium carbonate, then the tumor went on to grow. So they need to figure out how much they could do, how much the human could take. And I know some of you guys are like, well, wait a second, why are we spending all this money making nanoparticles? Just let me take some Tums and be done with it. It's not that easy. Okay? They had to inject the cancer cells. Listen, cancer knows how to wall themselves off and protect themselves. So if they need the acidity, and here you are popping some Tums, they know how to hide themselves from that. Okay? It's not like you could just take Tums and not get cancer. Okay? And one proof of this is people that die of esophageal cancer from chronic acid reflux messing with their, you know, esophagus and causing heartburn. Many of them have been taking Tums and Rolaids and calcium carbonate tablets for a while now. So, you know, that's not the way to fight cancer. They have to kind of uniquely figure out how to inject and in a petri dish, get the two together. And that's how they have to do it. And then look, they're studying it, which is good. And it kind of shows you how, this is why it takes so much time to come up with these sorts of treatments. Okay. So you see, somebody figured out that calcium carbonate fights cancer. All right. Well, that's great. That's fine and dandy, but they couldn't use that information. Now they had to figure out, well, how do we make it small enough to get to where it needs to go? So then they have to recruit other scientists that are really good with nanoparticles. You know, a lot of you are like, you know, gosh, you know, no wonder all this money is being spent. You have five different universities working on the project. That's how NASA does it, too. You know, when NASA has to do certain experiments and stuff, you know, they need one person good in this, one person good in this, and then somebody figuring out how to test something. Just because somebody wants to test something or they have a good idea doesn't mean they know how to make that work. And then you need to hire another. We have a family friend who worked on Saturn and studying the rings of Saturn and the complexity of getting all these scientists together, because you could have one scientist saying, we need to study this, but then somebody has to go, okay, you're right, we need to study it, but how do you do that, you know, off of a spacecraft? I mean, how do you know, let's start adding the physics. What about the timing? What about the, and so you have to, you know, group together and bring, you know, as many heads as possible together in one. And it's a feat. It really is. So good job for them. I'm proud of them. All right. So, you know, we worry about signs of cancer. We all worry. And what are some 10 red flag symptoms that could mean you have cancer? Okay. I always get nervous when I see a cough that doesn't go away. Now, a lot of you guys have bronchitis. A lot of you guys have coughs, okay? Doesn't mean you need to panic. But if you have a persistent cough that doesn't go away, all right, especially if you smoke, I would suggest getting a scan done. CAT scan done if you smoke. If you don't smoke, maybe start out with a chest x-ray. Another thing is if your mole changes. We've talked about the ABCDEs of moles getting bigger and changing shape and color, borders, diameter, elevation, that kind of thing. So changing moles, that's extremely important as well. If you have bowel changes, all of a sudden now you're having diarrhea all the time, or all of a sudden now you're having abdominal pain or constipation, that could be a sign of bowel cancer. You have a sore that won't go away. You have a sore that just doesn't heal, and it won't go away, and you're like, why? Well, that could unfortunately be a form of cancer. You can't swallow. You're like, why is this? I just can't swallow. It's getting more difficult. That may be a sign of esophageal cancer or stomach cancer. All of a sudden, you're losing weight. Don't start to get excited and break out the bikini. If you haven't tried to lose weight, you're losing weight. Unexplained weight loss could be a very big sign that you have cancer. If your bladder habits are different, you're seeing more blood, you're starting to pee more, getting up to urinate more often, yeah, it could be prostate, yeah, it could be diabetes, yeah, it could be you're getting older, but make sure somebody does a urine test to see if there's blood in it, or do a cytology, or have a urologist take a peek. Any lumps, you're like, I don't know why I feel this in my breast, or my testicle, or my skins, or my lymph node, I don't know what this lump means, you want to get it checked out. And then just persistent pain. You know, my head's hurting. My side's hurting. You know, the pain that doesn't go away. You want to get that checked out. Any abnormal discharge or any abnormal odors or things that shouldn't, you know, happen. They say 96% of women survive breast cancer at least 1 year, 87% 5 years, 78% for a decade. So your chance of survival is improving. Skin cancer, 88% of men survive 5 years or more. Women even better. Lung cancer. 8% of men survive only 5 years or more. Why? Because lung cancer gets diagnosed, unfortunately, later. Gotta get on that early. Prostate cancer, 85% of patients survive. Bowel cancer, and more in the 50s. Gotta get stuff checked early. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
Hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know,
don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. It. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.